revolving door. One day you're up and the next day you're down. Another bright light.
Welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Remy, we got a couple things to talk about.
Wow, I've waited a long time to be back in the studio,
Oh my goodness. First off, that's the first time I have never read that statement. A little trade secret.
Really?
They have that statement written because you have to say it. A certain part of it very correctly,
mm-hmm.
right above behind your head. I don't know if you're even aware of that, actually.
I know. I used to read it.
Oh, right.
Way back in the day, a couple years ago.
So Remy and I are doing the show in the dark with being only illuminated by the lights of the soundboard and our computers. It's kind of weird, but it's kind of funky, dude.
It's definitely funky.
I'm kind of about it.
This is... At least for me, not for Dylan, but this is the first time I've ever done the show at night.
Right. This is
so we're doing it in the dark in the studio and in the dark in terms of the, you know, where we are on the planet.
Yeah, so something to address here is that, first of all, it's taken us a minute to get back on the air, Remy.
Yeah.
We got kind of a double punishment wombo combo here.
You want to talk about it?
We can talk about it. You want this to be some therapy here?
Yeah.
Some couples therapy?
Well, I mean, it's not couples therapy.
Yeah, because we're not fighting.
We're not fighting.
Well, we can.
Then we can
go through couples therapy.
I don't
want
to fight you.
I wouldn't either.
Okay.
Fight me, that is.
Oh.
Anyway, so, you know, you and I had our little cozy Sunday at 3 p.m. slot last semester.
What a glorious time that was.
And we are, it is a Tuesday night / Wednesday morning at 3 a.m., which is a throwback / callback to my freshman spring first semester where I was at 4 a.m. before you came on the show and before we were even really friends.
Yeah, at that point we really didn't know each other.
I think I went to your house, I went to your dorm like once.
Once or twice, yeah.
And
for some festivities.
It was just, we were acquaintances who knew each other from the club tennis team, but look how far we've come.
We've actually come really far.
It's been a lot.
I was actually talking to my friend about that earlier today.
Really?
About at what point, well, no, not about you specifically, sorry.
Oh.
But about...
I'm just going to turn your mic off out of spite.
At what point, like, how friendships evolve, and at what point you go from being acquaintances to being friends, and it happens in such, like, a natural way, because I was saying, when I was younger, I used to ask kids, when I was, like, 8 or 9, I would just say, like, hey, do you want to be friends? I don't know if that's just something that I did, or...
No, I think I did that, too. I feel like
as a kid, you do that, but as an adult, or closer to an adult, I never asked you, do you want to be friends? But we kind of fell into it.
Yeah. It's more recent than I think most people realize too, because you didn't come on until on the show until sophomore fall.
Yeah.
And that's when we started to become
really get
friends.
Close, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's interesting. And when I asked you, we were not close. I was just like, hey, I saw you posted some SoundCloud.
I wouldn't say we were not close.
We were not the best bromance on club tennis at
that's
that point
sure.
in time. And
we were definitely,
right now,
I would say, closer than acquaintances.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would say that. I would agree with that. All right, man.
All right.
It's very funny to be talking to you with seeing your outline, but not really you. Am I lit up? Because the computers are facing me, mostly.
Yeah, I can see you pretty well.
I have three monitors on me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get a light for you. Maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe I'll just speak to the darkness for
I'm
the rest of the time.
I'm just the mystery man.
Well, we'll figure that out, but let's
play some music.
Play some music. Remy, I got to start us off with our guy, you know? And I'm going to discuss that because...
Our guy. Our guy.
Listen,
is it our friend John?
It is. Enjoy.
Swag. We would smoke all night, just flying high like that.
Smoke all night, just flying high like.
I needed her, I knew she needed me. If we fly this thing, it's gonna take two people. But the storm came fast, got a little rocky. The oxygen mask from the ceiling they were dropping.
We started to fall, right at the sky without a warning call. Started to fall. No parachutes, we had no time to call. For Mayday. We booked two tickets down to paradise. One last flight, trying to make it right. But that's when the rain came, that's when the pain came. We're never ever gonna make it fly. We booked two tickets down to paradise. One last flight, trying to make it right.
Tried to fly away, yeah. But we were just a paper plane.
It's funny how things end up. It's funny how we break it off. Relationships they nosedive while one's career is taking off. Publishing checks and fake smiles as I see my dad. My pockets getting filled, but really emptiness is all I have. We crash and now there's spare parts, bandages and bad scars. I'm trying to mend broke Amelia Earhart's. I keep trying to fly on. But I'm missing my right wing, my right arm, and that's you.
We started to fall, right out the sky without a warning call. We started to fall, no parachutes, we had no time to call. For Mayday. We booked two tickets down to paradise. Try to make it right. But that's when the rain came, that's when the pain came. We're never ever gonna make it fly. We booked two tickets down to paradise. One last flight, try to make it right. But love came like a hurricane, and we were just a jet plane. I know we tried to fly away, but we were just a
Now. I could. Too special to stay on the track. They look the same. I tried to fake it, but it left a bad taste in my mouth. I know I sound better when I'm nervous. Yeah.
Trust us.
I, you just heard Paper Planes by John Bellion, followed by Haircut by Ryan Beatty. Beatty?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Beatty. Beatty.
Yep.
And Post Malone, Paranoid. Did I do it again? Did I switch up the third song?
Yes, you did.
Why does that happen to me?
Honestly, yeah, I'm sure it's at this point just force of habit. And it's not wrong.
Right.
You can still do it that way. It's also, I think, probably a nice little change of pace, because if you do the same thing every time,
yeah,
like song artist, it gets monotonous and boring. So you switch it up at the end, keep it interesting, liven the mood.
That's what I do for you listeners. A boppity boopy. So Remy, a couple things that we also want to talk about, you know, not to harp on the 3 a.m. thing.
Yeah.
Especially because back in the day of the 4 a.m. times, mm-hmm. I started off by doing, you know, I played very soft music, and I said, granted, this is also with literally my first two shows, like, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, and I would say, oh, you know, it's late and whatever. That's kind of lame, you know?
Yeah.
So I started to view it as a taping for later, mm-hmm. type of thing.
Yeah.
Because these shows get recorded, our friends and family can listen it, can download it and listen. They have mm-hmm. an hour or 20 minutes, you know, can listen to a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. So that's how I started to view it.
Yeah.
I think that will keep us sane. Or I was going to say keep ours. I tried to combine both. Keep us sane.
Yes.
And also, I think what I hope that you'll come to, because I love this, you know, we've spoken about how much we love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the time slot can't change that, you know?
That's true.
Doing this is still doing it.
Yeah.
It's still so much fun.
Yeah.
I said I was doing so well. I'm all super conscious. I'm in a public speaking class right now. So
what have you learned in
my
class?
Knees? Oh my god, my knees are not locked when I stand anymore. I usually literally like taps them in, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
My arms have started floating.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
She wants you, they're not actually floating in the air like there's water underneath my arms, but mm-hmm. I'm less rigid, you know?
Mm.
Not that I thought that I was rigid, but you are kind of low-key roasted every single class.
By your professor.
Yes, but so is everyone else.
Mm.
It's just, it's getting you comfortable with being uncomfortable. I think that's the goal.
That's cool.
Right. I gave a speech about the history of ice cream. And that was an informative speech. I'm giving a demonstrative speech soon.
Which I want to know about the history of ice cream.
Well, I have about...
what have I just started?
5 minutes of that speech memorized, so buckle up. In 1883 AD, Nero Claudius Caesar used to send runners up to the mountain.
Wait.
No, that's not the right time frame.
Is there a reason that you're taking a public speaking class? Because I feel like...
Yes.
And I mean this in a good way, that you wouldn't need that class. I feel like you're already pretty good at...
How would you mean that in a bad way?
No, I mean, I just wasn't sure how you would take that.
Exhales.
That you just talk way too much. No, that you already seem to have a good amount of ease and poise
when
you speak in public.
Thank you. Yes, for the listeners, I'm film and media major, but entrepreneurial leadership studies, I'll just say entrepreneurship, minor. So I've done all the core classes, and you need one elective. And one elective, I wanted to take, there was a class called Art of the Sales, which is just, you know.
That sounds like a class taught by Michael Scott.
Oh my God, I would love that. Business is about people.
Yeah.
And we sell paper.
ABCs, always be closing.
Always be closing. Bow body. What does the first B stand for?
Oh,
business.
Man.
I like it. If you don't get that reference,
go watch The Office right now.
Right now. I've started watching it while I eat my dinners. So
have you not finished it?
No, I have finished it.
Oh, okay.
But I just, it's a comfort. I started rewatching again. I was sick about a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought pasta. Mm-hmm. And my family calls it pink sauce, but it's vodka sauce.
Ooh,
I don't know why.
Good.
Are we the only family that calls it pink sauce?
I've definitely heard it called pink sauce before. But okay.
I wasn't feeling well. I got that to, like, I never have pasta really while I'm at Tufts very much, mm-hmm. but I do at home a lot. My diet in the two places are very different.
Mm-hmm.
So I cooked myself some pasta, and as I put on the show on The Office, because I just wanted to watch something, I said,
yeah,
like, comfort food, comfort show. You know?
For me, my comfort show is The West Wing.
Really?
Because The Office, it's
40 minutes.
Yeah, it's 40 minutes, but...
That's beefy chunk.
The thing
of time.
Is, I don't really have to watch it. I just put it on my iPhone, and then I leave it in my pocket with my headphones in, because it's all dialogue.
Right.
The entire show is just quick, snappy dialogue. And I've seen it so many times, I already know everything that happens. So I'm just hearing my favorite characters' voices and hearing them say clever things is
That's
enough.
Interesting.
So I put it on as I'm making my food, and then the process of cooking and eating probably takes about half an hour, so... And then...
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's smart. There's a line that C.J. Craig says, who's the press secretary, or at the time she became the...
Don't ruin it for anyone.
Right. Well, she
that
says...
That show was like 10 years old.
She runs into Will Bale, did the classic thing where two people try to walk out of a door at the same time.
Yeah.
And she says to him, did you take an awkward pill today? And then continues walking. And I paused it, wrote that down, sent it to my sister, and was like... That's an amazing line. I'm going to keep that.
You're going
to
use it on people?
No, I probably won't say that. I'll say it to myself.
Sometimes I use lines from The West Wing. Or just phrases.
Do you have an example?
Yeah, I do, actually. The phrase, neither here nor there. It's not, like, okay. obviously exclusive to The West Wing, but I've heard it on The West Wing multiple times.
Interesting.
It's infiltrated my daily life.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
The more you know. I don't think I've heard you say that. I'm going
to... I've definitely said it to people, I'm sure.
Well, I'm going to be on the lookout for it from now on. You didn't know that I say sensational to people.
And
that's
true.
And then we uncovered
that. Now I do know that.
But do you ask me how I am now?
No.
Well.
Well, I don't ever say how are you. I just say, like, what's up,
I'm just going to turn your mic down again out of spite.
No.
I have so much power. They can't hear you. Try and talk, Remy.
Aww. We always just say to each other, what's up? So if you responded sensational to what's up, I'd think A, you didn't hear me, or B, you're having a stroke.
I actually did. I was reading a friend of ours, you know Ben, right? On the club tennis team.
I do know one of my constituents, yes.
Right. I was on my way to a meeting, and when I walk on campus, I'm a man with a plan. And I was reading
what's
notes.
The plan?
Just I'm just going somewhere, and I'm focused and have music in my ear,
mm-hmm.
and I was reading notes for a meeting that I was about to go to, and I didn't hear him say anything to me, but then I just got that, like, sixth sense feeling. I was like, did someone just try and get my attention?
Uh-huh.
I turned back, and he was about 6 feet back from me, and,
wow.
and turned around like what the hell did why
wow.
why did Dylan just ignore me?
Yeah.
So Ben, I'm sorry, I'll make it up to you. All right, Remy. Shall we throw some more tunes on?
Absolutely.
This one's one of yours. Oh.
We're not real.
That's true. That's okay. Just that one. We'll be right back.
you got what I want and what I need, baby.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Let me hear you say. My time with it. Damn. Bring you close to me. Damn. Don't want no young dumb. Better pick me like we listening to Jodeci. I was trying to lay low, taking it slow. Well, I'm picking again. Hey, gotta celebrate. If your man look good, but I put him away. If you can sweat the weave out, you shouldn't even be out. There's no reservations at the ooh. Chata.
Oh. I'm gonna ride it, do it just how you like it tonight. And after that, let's do it one more time.
Girl, I ain't one for begging, but now you got me begging. Please be, babe. Turn around and just tease me, babe. You got what I want and what I need, baby.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Break that.
Tease me, baby. Turn around and tease me, baby. You got what I want to need, baby.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Let me hear you say,
please. Tease me, baby. Turn around and tease me, baby. You got what I want to need, baby.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay.
I guess you're okay. You go through my head now and then.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay.
We watch what we say. We play hard to get. We pretend.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay.
I don't know what's happened to me, but it won't disappear. I keep changing, saying things I think you want to hear. I'm struggling to hold on to something close to you. And I'm coming up sure I choose to make the most of you.
Never mind the power.
And read like
self-destruct. We fight and we fight. We make love.
Hi.
Okay. I'm struggling to hold on to something close to you. And I'm coming up sure I choose to make the most of you. Never mind the power. Be muddled up. I won't give it up. White flag on the nightstand. Right girl for the wrong man. Maybe we were made to dance around each other, babe. I don't know. I don't care. I'm just.
All right, you just heard Toluca Lake, the IMAD remix by Tepno and EMAD.
These names just get.
You see my hesitation there. Yeah. Let me try that again. I'm gonna say this so confidently, it's not even gonna be funny. You just heard Toluca Lake IMAD remix by Tepno and IMAD.
You're right. That wasn't funny.
That. I'm gonna turn my own mic off.
Finally, I get my own show.
All right, Remy. So, what were the next two songs we played?
Okay, we played Cowards by Raleigh Ritchie.
That wasn't followed by that one.
But it was followed by it eventually.
Well, what was played before it?
I don't know. That wasn't my song.
Well, now you're revealing. We are going to need that couple's counseling. Well, it was Please Me by Cardi B featuring Bruno Mars, which I know you want to talk about Cowards. Would you prefer? You know what? I'm going to defer to you because... Oh, Mr. I'm taking over. We're going to couples counseling. Do you want to talk about Cowards or Please Me first?
We can talk about Please Me.
We can talk about Cowards. We can talk about it.
We spend the rest of the show deferring back and forth to each other.
Fine, I insist. Well, I double insist.
I mean, well, I didn't want to talk about it so much as just mention what I thought was an interesting fact, which is that it's the artist, Raleigh Ritchie, is and also an actor who plays the character Grey Worm on Game of Thrones, which I thought was pretty cool because on the show, he doesn't talk very much. He's very stoic. He has a very interesting accent because of...
No, keep going. It's just the crowd.
What sound is that?
Don't mind them. It's the crowd booing you.
It doesn't even sound like booing. It sounds like a bunch of tortured souls crying out for help in like purgatory or something.
It reminds me of the SpongeBob haunting episode where he goes, "Alone." Alone.
I don't really watch SpongeBob when I was a kid.
Wow.
Anyway.
Let's just turn on the two mics that are facing, that's for no one else that are in the studio.
Oh, that wasn't just even you and a sentence I in here. In English.
Should I try that again?
No.
All right.
Anyway. Stop fake booing me.
Go ahead. Tell your fun
fact. I already told it. It's just, I thought that was pretty cool. And he's actually a really talented and very successful musician, so I think it's always fun to see people that can do both, you know, who can be very successful and they're both entertaining.
Two creative avenues, one might say.
Yeah, it's hard enough to be good.
How was that sentence?
That was a great sentence and really articulated what I was trying to say, so thank you.
That's what I do. I'm in a public speaking class.
You haven't mentioned that. You should tell me more about it.
Well, you see, I'm an entrepreneurial minor.
How are your knees? Are they locked?
Never. She also doesn't let us wear hats in class.
Why?
Because, and she calls them exclusively bonnets, even if it's a baseball hat. Uh-huh. Because the top of your head, she says, is not it's the topmost I'm trying to think of how to describe the placement of my hand right now to the listeners. How would you describe this spot? It's not...
at the top of your head? Maybe just back from the top of your head?
What you normally would call the top of your head, like if you were trying to balance a book on your head, go back a little bit to like where your hair most likely grows out from.
Mm-hmm.
You know? She says that's the top of your head.
And why does that matter?
She doesn't want the top of your head covered.
Why?
Because in public speaking, you don't want your head, you know, down or up. So I think it's just concealing you.
So
she's
saying that wearing a bonnet will make
bonnet?
You change the level of your head.
Yes.
It's not going to be level.
Yes. Something like that.
I don't know if I agree with that. I might have to talk to your professor.
I mean, I could also be messing it up, but that's okay. No, I would never...
Okay, anyway, so you wanted to say something about...
Yeah, about Please Me.
Please Me.
So, you know Bruno Mars is my OG favorite artist.
I do know that.
And it's the list has grown since then.
Mm-hmm.
But just in this song case, I feel like it's one of those moments here. I played this song. Normally we play songs, you know, because we really like them and we want to share them or for whatever reason we want to talk about them. We have some... You know, you like it in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the song, Please Me. However, and it might be, and I don't have a problem with Cardi B like many people do. I don't listen to her. I don't know one song of hers that is not the super popular ones.
Mm-hmm.
But at least in the case of those songs, I have no problem with her music and everything. So I feel in the situation where, you know, a teacher might, when a teacher is like hard on a student, not because they don't like them, but because they like hold them to a higher standard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that way with this song with Bruno Mars. It's good, but it's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get me going. And I'm a little disappointed, man. Like,
is it brand new?
Yeah, you know, it is brand new.
Hmm.
And he's been, I don't know how I felt about Finesse with the Finesse remix with her either. What's going on?
Maybe they're just not a good fit musically. They don't fit. Their artistic vision doesn't align.
Like Ed Sheeran and Beyonce is perfect.
Honestly, that's actually a pretty good example because I didn't think that...
It did not fit.
That worked that well.
And people also, they followed that up with the one with Andre. Is it Andre or Andrea Bocelli?
The opera singer? I don't know how to pronounce his name.
I don't, yeah. And I didn't love that one either. The original was great. I don't know who you'd match it with, but...
Maybe it doesn't need to be matched. It's just a song sung by him.
It wasn't written as a duet.
No, it wasn't written as a duet, and it's written by him for his vocal range and for the way that he pronounces words.
That's an important thing, public speaking.
pronouncing words.
Pronouncing them as you pronounce them. Do not, try to be someone else. If you have a dialect, that's okay. As long as you just pronounce the words so people are aware of them.
Mm.
Like, I always say salt instead of salt, but if I'm on the public speaking stage, I should say salt.
You mean, like, enunciating that T sound?
Enunciating it just so everyone can understand me clearly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But don't change who I am. You know, if I don't say, I say dog, but if I said dog, you know, I should say dog. I shouldn't correct myself and pretend to be someone I'm not.
Yeah.
That's just
so. This is a roundabout way of saying Beyonce stopped doing duets with Ed Sheeran.
This is all an analogy for me saying Bruno Mars, I hold you to a higher standard.
Don't make songs with Cardi B anymore.
Stop. Unless you blow me away with the following song with Cardi B, that's strike three.
Yeah.
You're done. I'm cutting you. I'm not cutting out Bruno Mars, but I'm cutting you off from Cardi B music making.
Yeah. I also kind of find that I don't really ever enjoy the when rappers pair up with singers. I don't really tend to enjoy those songs.
What do you mean?
I mean,
when they pair up with singers.
Well, like, featuring
Pitbull.
Yeah, when a singer will have a song that's got a feature that's like a rap verse.
You don't like that? With that.
Well, I'm not really much of a rap fan.
That's why it's a good dose of it.
Well, that's why when that part happens, that's when I tend to skip the song.
You're more of a melody kind of guy.
Yeah, absolutely. More of a melody kind of guy.
Interesting. Because I do think people often look forward to those parts of the song.
I find those parts of the song pretty boring.
Wow.
So like, I mean, this isn't like a great example, but you know that song Girls Like You, the Maroon 5 song, that was pretty popular. I mean, that's like a fine song that I enjoy listening to, but I didn't really like the Cardi part, so I found the version without it, and I like that's the one that I saved in my library.
I don't think her part in that is that great.
I think sometimes, a lot of the times, those rap segments can be a little bit forced. Those songs aren't written as rap songs, so they don't accommodate rap.
Yeah, it verses. Does kind of, this is Sparta kick you with, this is a rap verse.
Yeah. Like that song, nothing about that song tells me that it needs or wants that kind of rap verse that it got from Cardi B.
Yeah. But do you like her song, I Like It?
No.
I think, oh, really? That's the one that really stands out to me. That's my favorite one, probably.
Well, I don't really know any. I mean, I know that song, sort of, only that line. I don't really know any of her music.
It's very catchy and it brings me back to the summer, so.
Yeah. I don't really.
I like it.
Cardi B is not someone that is like particularly on my music radar.
Yeah, I probably won't be on.
Which is because it's not really my genre.
Yeah. All right, Remy. Glad we explored those avenues.
Me too.
I'm gonna throw on, you know these guys. The world knows them now as a reunited band.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like this song either.
I don't like. So I don't want to. I was gonna talk. We were gonna talk more about this after. All right, so all right. That's again why we're playing this one.
Got it.
We're gonna hold these guys to a higher standard too.
Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather. Yeah, I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. For you,
yeah.
Don't complicate it,
yeah.
'Cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me.
I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things. No one knows about you.
About you.
About you.
About you.
And you're making my typical me break my typical rules. It is true, I'm a sucker for you.
I'm a sucker for you.
you're messing with my head. And I know what I said, but these feelings, they keep running the red. I got your heart on my mind, and you said that I could come by anytime, but I can't fall in love tonight.
All right, you just heard Sucker by the Jonas Brothers, followed by, what was that song, Remy?
2 / 14 by the band Camino. It's actually 2/14. I don't know. Is it supposed to be 7? Is that supposed to be the name? Or no, not 7. No,
yeah. 1/7?
Yeah, 1/7. I'm really tired. I don't really know what they want that title, that song to be, but yeah, it's groovy. It's got a catchy bass line.
Wait, isn't it Valentine's Day, like the date?
Is that the date?
2/14.
Oh yeah,
I thought that's what it was.
That's, yeah,
Remy, no,
I don't know.
No,
I mean, I don't really know when Valentine's Day is. I remembered
yeah,
when
it's
it
just
was
another
year,
day,
but
it's just another day.
No, I mean, I like it always, it's one of those ones that kind of just sneaks up on you because it's not really marked in my calendar like all the time, like Christmas or whatever. It's not like ingrained in my head when it is,
right?
So it kind of just like all of a sudden it's February.
It's not
14th,
at the same level as Christmas.
And it's like, yeah. So it kind of just comes up. You don't really think about it that much.
Well, while we're here, I want to talk about the Sucker by
Jonas Brothers.
Right. So for those of you that do not know, the Jonas Brothers used to be my neighbors when I lived in, well, I still live in New Jersey. Kind of. I don't know. I feel like I live nowhere, but when I lived in Bergen, and no, we were in Bergen County. I'm trying to say it without like exposing it, but I guess there's
exposing where it's
where, yeah, where I used to live.
I mean,
yeah,
you don't have to say like where exactly.
It's from Wyckoff, from Wyckoff, New Jersey.
Yeah,
they're from Wyckoff, and we were, and I lived in Wyckoff.
Yeah,
and they lived across the street from us. They used to shovel our snow. Like I went over and played wiffle ball. We were neighborly, you know. We weren't friends.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of an age difference.
Yeah, because I was also what, 3.
Yeah,
you know. I think I went over the only time that I remember going over their house was when maybe I had to be watched because my parents had an emergency. Maybe my sister had an emergency and they just needed to drop me off somewhere before, to take her to the hospital.
But you went to one of their shows later on and they recognized you,
right? And they did
recognize
us, yes.
Which is pretty cool, I think.
They did recognize us, and it was at like a meet and greet thing, and they said, step to the side. So we stepped to the side, meet and greet ended, and they stepped around the tables where they were doing it and took like a special picture with us, which was very nice.
That's really nice and sweet of them.
So
yeah, I was just like pretty blown away when Dylan told me that for the first time, which is a while ago. He told me that a long time ago, actually, and I kept wanting to bring it up on the show.
Yeah, I don't tell a ton of people because it's, you know, because it is like, it's not like a close friendship.
No, but it's pretty neat.
It's kind of a fun fact.
If I grew up next to a couple of celebrities, it would definitely be a fun fact that I would drop.
Yeah. So it is weird to me when people don't do that as much anymore because we've matured now, my age group and friends. But back in like middle school and things, you know, when someone would say something bad about one of them, and I'm like, well, they're not. I'd be like, no one would come to their defense. Someone said like, Joe's a jerk or whatever. You know, it's just like, well, he's not. He's just not.
Yeah.
So that's the first time where I felt it was a little odd.
Yeah.
And, again, I'm going to hold... I have actually liked Nick. I used to like their songs as the Jonas Brothers. You know, dude, Burning Up, I'll be honest, I'll bump Burning Up
right
now.
Dude, Burning Up slaps.
That song
There's no way around
slap.
It slaps.
So, if you remember SOS back in
of
the
course.
Day, that was like, there were some
Year
good
3000?
Songs. Oh my goodness, yeah. They were all over the place. It was
dude,
great.
Scattershock have a field day playing some of their old songs.
Oh, they should Scattershock it on that. So, yeah, I like their music, and I like Nick's new music, and I liked Joe's new music with DNCE.
Yeah.
This song I'm a little disappointed with.
Me too.
I'm a little disappointed with. And again, it's the same thing. I feel like I just want to hold them to the higher standard because I know.
Especially for an event of this magnitude where they're making a song together after how many years of not making music together, and the first song that they produce.
Right.
Just sounds like an album filler on like a mediocre album.
Right. I'm going to do a quick search here and see that the view, okay, 49 million views. That's actually a lot.
The music video I've seen a little bit of, it's pretty bizarre and out there.
I also thought that I was a little underwhelmed by the music video. I saw a funny comment, but I can't say it on the air, now that I think about it. It hits the points that Nick is married to Priyanka Chopra now, and
which I think is actually really funny.
Which is crazy. Yeah. And Joe is engaged to, what's her name, Sophie Turner? What is she
Wait, really?
I think so.
Isn't she in Game of Thrones?
Let me tell you.
I didn't know that they were engaged.
We're going to turn to, like, you know how podcasts always pull up those things super quickly? Yeah, Sophie Turner. She's
in Game of Thrones. Wow, I didn't know they were engaged.
They're engaged. Upcoming movie.
Wait a minute. Isn't there a little bit of an age difference there? Not that that's at all a bad thing.
She's 23, and Joe Jonas is... He is 29, 6 years.
Okay, well, that's about what I was expecting. Not, like, a big deal.
Joe Jonas's movies and TVs are Camp Rock, Jonas, Camp Rock 2, first three. Yeah. Is there a Camp Rock 3? I don't think so.
I didn't see.
Camp Rock 1 also slapped, I'll be honest there. I was about that.
I don't know if I would I'd give that designation as it really? Slapped. It was like, I thought a particularly average Disney movie.
It didn't have, I was about to say, although, it doesn't have carry the weight of High School Musical, which is probably true.
Yeah, definitely not. But, I mean, High School Musical, I feel like, was for better or for worse, a cultural icon that, like, defined the lives of, like, people in that,
right.
in that age group, and basically our age group.
All right, there's a lot of Disney movies that I actually really...
But Camp Rock did not have that same level of following, I don't think.
Yeah, but I think it does have a pretty significant one.
Yeah, it also came out a few years later, right? So maybe its following is people who are a couple years younger than us.
Footsteps, yeah. Perhaps. I'm going to do some research and find my favorite Disney originals for next week.
I'm not, but okay.
But we can discuss them. Well, Remy... It is, you know, like my segues are always, well, Remy, or, so Remy.
Yeah.
So what do you see how I did there? We haven't played a ton of song. We talked a lot today, actually.
We did, we talked a bunch.
I'm very happy with that.
Me too. I feel like we needed to start doing that because, I don't know, we've just missed this for so
We're
many weeks.
We're entertaining people. Our conversations are mildly
Hopefully.
Amusing.
If you don't find our conversations entertaining, that's fine. But then I'm not sure what you're doing listening to our show
off.
At 4 in the morning.
Please don't.
And just to hate on us, like sitting there like, man, I hate these guys talking.
That's true. That would be going very out of your way to listen to something that you don't enjoy.
Yeah.
There's actually, do you go on Reddit?
Occasionally.
Okay, I never go on Reddit. I don't even think of it as an option to go on, really. It's just never been a really relevant thing to me.
Yeah.
But I do know, so I don't even know really about Thread. I kind of get it, you know? And I found out that there's a thread called Mildly Interesting, and I think that's amazing. And some of them are great. It's just like, the way this seagull is standing on a pelican looks like the Nike logo.
I mean, there's a subreddit for almost everything.
That's just
that
one of my favorite. I think that's how I would... If I can be at least mildly interesting throughout my life, I'm set.
Put that on your tombstone.
I can.
Dylan Savory.
Here lies...
Remember 97?
They call him Dylan.
Yeah.
He was mildly interesting.
Yeah.
Set. Remember your favorite part of the show?
All right, it's time for... A little PSA. This is Blackout Emergency Preparedness PSA, which is, I think, appropriate for two reasons. One of which is that we're doing the show in the dark.
I really like that,
which
by the way.
Kind of
interesting, this is kind of
although
fun.
It does make it a little hard to read. And the second reason is that, I don't know if you were affected by this, but maybe a week ago, there was a power outage that hit my street and a couple other streets.
Yeah, it hit us.
Yeah.
Also, is your screen orange? Do you have night shift on?
Flux.
Okay, I don't know what that is, but we can...
It's essentially night shift, yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so I wasn't prepared for that blackout, and this is how I'm going to get prepared in the future.
Okay.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out?
Yes.
How long... yeah, I probably would too. How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov at WFO and Medford Tufts Education Radio.
Wow.
Our blackout lasted probably...
Wasn't too bad. 30 minutes?
30 minutes. Yeah. So we didn't have to deal with any of that.
It was late in the night, and I was doing homework.
I was doing homework, too.
And I could not do the homework after that. So
same.
I was a little...
Almost got away with it. I almost was able to say, Professor, I was going to do this, but
I turned a hotspot on.
That's what I did, too, but I didn't want to use all my data.
So. Yeah, I waited probably 20 minutes and then was like, uh-oh, this isn't coming back on.
Yeah.
So I threw the hotspot on. All right, well, we're about to run out of time here. I think the recording's about to end in a second, Remy. So let's say quickly, thank you all for listening.
It's been a blast to be back in the studio.
It's all about perspective. I'm DJ Sweet Fig.
I'm Remy.
The show, we will see you next week. That's 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll send you out with one last song.
See ya.
See you next week.